you always want to use separate cutting boards for raw produce and raw meat. The same goes for when you're shopping at the grocery store. You always want to keep your meat, poultry, seafood, and eggs separate from your fresh fruits and vegetables. You don't want them to touch in the cart. The juices from the meat packages can sometimes leak out and will spread onto the fresh produce, which you might not be able to clean enough to get the organisms off.
A couple of things I saw. One, do not thaw foods at room temperature. It's better to thaw them out in the refrigerator.
You don't want your food to be within what we call the temperature danger zone, which is about 41 degrees Fahrenheit to 135 degrees Fahrenheit. You want to stay out of that zone for no more than 4 hours or so.
Also, cook foods until they're steaming hot, even if especially leftover foods or ready-to-eat foods like hot dogs or something like that?
Mm-hmm. There are some general guidelines for heating your food to the proper temperature. You want to make sure you are using a food thermometer to check your beef, veal, and lamb. You want those to reach 145 degrees. All cuts of pork should reach 160 degrees Fahrenheit, and all poultry should reach 165.
If you're below that, are you really running that much of a danger?
You can be, definitely, especially poultry can tend to be contaminated during the food processing back at the plant when they're packaging up the raw chicken. It's very easy for different microorganisms to start growing, and you definitely want to make sure you're cooking it to the proper temperature to avoid that.
Okay, let's move, say, from the kitchen to maybe the dining room. How long is it okay to leave prepared food sitting out uncovered?
Food should generally not sit at room temperature for more than 2 hours. So you want to keep track of how long the food has been sitting on the table and discard anything that has been out at room temperature for 2 hours or more. If you're keeping hot food on a table, you want to use a slow cooker or a warming tray, and you want it to be around 140 degrees to stay warm. For cold foods, you want to hold them at 40 degrees or colder. And you can do this by nesting the bowls in ice or using small serving trays and replacing them often.
Also, I understand there are warnings for pregnant women and people with weakened immune systems.
Mm-hmm. They're just more susceptible to the microorganisms. They'll grow quickly. Their bodies just won't be able to fight the infection as well as a healthy person would be able to.
So they should avoid foods from deli counters?
Mm-hmm. They should avoid deli meats, soft cheeses, anything that's been fermented.
Do you ever go to parties during holidays?
Uh-huh. Yes, I do.
Okay. What goes through your head when you're going through that party?
Well, as a dietitian and learning about foodborne illness, I tend to be a little more picky than the average person might be. I'll always check to make sure warm foods are either on a warming stand or I'll ask the host if, you know, how long has this been sitting out, if I know them well enough to ask them that. Otherwise, I'll generally aim towards cheese or crackers or fruit and vegetable trays versus the meat and deli trays.